Students at the Haynes School joined peers across the country on Wednesday, walking out of class to speak out against gun violence. They left class 1 month after 17 people were killed in a shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Students gathered on the steps of the Haynes School at 10 a.m., joined by members of the community.
Today we're coming together to show our support for the families of not just those who were influenced in Parkland.
Keegan Palmieri is a member of the student council. He spoke at the beginning of the student organized and led walkout.
But also Las Vegas, Orlando, Sutherland Springs, Columbine, and all other mass shootings, past and future. Today we're walking for change. Today we're walking towards safer schools, changes towards gun violence, and changes in support of all those affected by shootings, big and small.
This is for all the major gun violence tragedies that have happened. We're showing our support for the families and the people who that has impacted. And Haynes is just such a loving community, and we just wanted to come together and say that we're here for you as well.
Morgan Cloak read the names of those killed in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on February 14th.
I have the names of all of the victims of the shooting. We have Alyssa Aldendeff, Scott Beagle, Martin DeCroix. And I think there's a lot of things that still need to occur and happen for things, big things to change, but I do believe that this was a good step in the right direction.
Palmieri asked the crowd to silence cell phones and refrain from talking, to spend 17 minutes in silence in honor of the Parkland victims.
All right, so we're just gonna go walk around the block and then come back around, and 17 minutes starts now.
Around 30 students from elementary to high school and many more members of the Haynes community walked out into the rain. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt joined the crowd.
Young people have a right to believe they have a future. You know, freedom from fear is as important as any other right in the Constitution, and a freedom to have a life, and a freedom to walk into a school, you know, believing it, you're not going to be interrupted from learning by a madman.
Morfitt says the student action emphasizes a big problem.
The students have to walk for this issue to get the attention it deserves is an indictment on adult society.
The national event was organized by Women's March Youth in Power. More than 3,100 walkouts took place across the country. That included Juneau High School students. In Haynes, Palmieri and Cloak led the walk through downtown and back to the school.
I just want to thank you all for coming and showing our support for what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish here. If you'll excuse us, we have to go back to class.
The crowd of students filtered back into the Haynes School, rejoining their peers and teachers. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.